This is VOA News. I'm David Byrne. President Donald Trump is claiming success in a U.S. negotiated ceasefire between Turkey and Syrian Kurds. But AP Washington correspondent Sagar Meghani reports that not everyone agrees with the president's assessment.
As he claimed success, the president was quick to note the withdrawal was hammered just a few weeks ago.
Now people are saying, wow, what a great outcome.
Seth Jones at the Center for Strategic and International Studies says it is, but not for the U.S.
It is the Russians.
Jones says Vladimir Putin's filling the vacuum the U.S. created by leaving Syria, just the latest toehold Putin's grabbed in the region.
Virtually every major country in the Middle East now has to go through Moscow as part of its political and military deliberations. Not Washington.
Sagar Meghani at the White House.
A House of Representatives impeachment inquiry into President Donald Trump resumed late Wednesday after around two dozen pro-Trump Republicans stormed into a closed-door session demanding that the majority Democrats hold public hearings and release transcripts of testimony. Democrats on the committee say that Republican committee members have full access to the meetings and equal time to ask questions. They have also promised to release full transcripts of all closed-door testimony. The hearing was suspended when the Republican lawmakers, who were not authorized to be in the room, burst into the hearing room Wednesday morning. After a delay of around 4 hours, Laura Cooper, a Pentagon official in charge of Ukraine and Russia matters, began her testimony. The impeachment inquiry focuses on President Trump's withholding millions of dollars of military aid from Ukraine in an attempt to get Kiev to investigate his political rivals, including former Vice President Joe Biden. For more, visit our website. This is VOA News. Facebook CEO Mark Zuckerberg spent most of Wednesday defending his company's digital currency plans before Congress. AP's Ed Donahue reports.
House Financial Services Committee Chair Maxine Waters says history is not on Facebook's side.
It is no secret that Facebook allowed Russia to undermine and divide our country through divisive online ads.
Zuckerberg says it's been taken care of.
We've spent a lot of the last few years building systems that are more sophisticated than any other company has at this point.
The digital currency plan is called Libra. Zuckerberg says he wants it to be approved by all U.S. regulators.
These regulators focus on different areas, whether it's financial stability, fighting crimes and fraud and terrorism.
Maxine Waters' concerns go beyond a new digital currency.
You have opened up a serious discussion about whether Facebook should be broken up.
Ed Donahue, Washington.
An effort by the U.S. Census Bureau to collect state driver's license records as part of President Donald Trump's order to gather citizenship information has been a bust so far, AP's Shelley Adler reports.
After getting a thumbs down from the Supreme Court on adding a citizenship question to the census, the Trump administration turned to driver's license information. But the vast majority of state motor vehicle agencies had not agreed to share their records. That's according to an AP survey of the 50 states. The effort over the past couple of months has alarmed civil rights groups, which see it as part of a backdoor move by the Trump administration to reduce the political power of minorities. Shelley Adler, Washington.
Researchers with Google are touting a computing milestone. We get more from AP's Matt Small.
Google says a quantum computing breakthrough has been achieved after an experimental quantum processor finished a calculation in just a few minutes, one that would take a traditional supercomputer thousands of years. But competitor IBM disputes the claim, saying Google underestimated the conventional supercomputer. Meanwhile, the advanced technology of quantum computing remains at a relatively early stage of development. Results of Google's study appear today in the scientific journal Nature. I'm Matt Small.
The Country Music Association has announced the first performers for the CMA Awards next month. AP's Margie Zaraletta reports.
Reba McEntire will revisit her song Fancy for the CMA Awards. Carrie Underwood will host with McEntire and Dolly Parton as special guest hosts. Parton will perform a gospel medley with For King and Country and Zach Williams, as well as her new song Faith. Underwood will perform her song Drinking Alone. Other performers are Maren Morris, Eric Church, Luke Combs, Miranda Lambert, Keith Urban, and Chris Stapleton with Pink. The CMAs will be shown live from Nashville on ABC on November 13th. I'm Archie Zaraletta.
And I'm David Byrd, VOA News.